When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum Internet has enough speed to handle all your needs, so you can work, game, and stream with speeds up to a gig. Plus, Spectrum's advanced Wi-Fi provides enhanced security for all your connected devices. Get Spectrum Internet with fast and reliable speeds, starting at just $29.99 a month with a 2-year price guarantee. Visit spectrum.com/internet for you for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Restrictions apply.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Woo! Y'all ready? Let's go. Welcome, this is Michael Collier's world. Started on Venice Beach, now he reaching the world. He'll make you laugh till your stomach hurts. Super fly, nice guy. And pray if you need the word. Probably dressed to the nines. Come on, get ready for the Star Search winner. An OG three times, this ain't no beginner. Whether you in your house, you on your burger, out to dinner, on your job, in your car, turn it up and remember.
Michael Collier.
Michael talks to everybody.
Michael Collier.
Michael talks to everybody.
Michael Collier.
Michael talks to everybody. You know what it is, shawty. Woo, 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 woo.
Michael Collier.
Michael talks to everybody.
Yes, boy, you in the right place. Michael talk to everybody. When I say everybody, I mean everybody. Y'all stick around. I just lined up a homeless dude. I'm going to interview an upcoming show, a homeless dude. You know, we pass homeless dude. We don't pay him no attention. Sometimes we might give him a dollar, but we don't want to look him in the eye. And we think we know how it is with them from our side. But I want to talk to actual homeless dude. I'm not going to, you know, give him an apartment or nothing. Or I might even give him a couple of dollars. I just want to talk to him about who he is and what he's going through so we get the authenticity of it. That's coming up shortly. But we talk to everybody on this show. So hello, everybody. Hope you're having a magnificent day. This is your boy, Michael Kaya. Michael talk to everybody. We got the crew on today. I'm very excited. We have Straya Black. Straya Black, he is funny. Everybody can tell you that. She's hilarious. So she's a national comedian. Also one of the hosts on the Michael Kaya Morning Show. And the awesome Cousin Derek. That's right. Derek Keene. I've been doing comedy for about 114 years, and he's only 43, but he's fabulous. And they're both here. Welcome to the show, both of you guys.
Yay.
Guys
and gals. Yay.
So the topic today is Tupac. Tupac is dead. Okay, we know that part. At least we think it is. Some people still see sightings. People still see Tupac. I saw Tupac at the 7-Eleven on Crenshaw on 43rd. You know, people still seeing him, but he ain't here no more. He ain't here no more. He was a friend of mine, not a great friend. I never been to his house. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even have his phone number. But we would talk. He would come to Venice Beach and see me do comedy. He would try to instigate sometime. You know, he tried to get me and other comics to, you know, what they call it, signifying, when you talk about each other, playing a dozen. But he wouldn't personally do that with you. You ain't gonna play a dozen with Tupac, but he'll get you and another person to play a dozen. And he loved to laugh. He loved to joke. And anybody who know him, who knew him at all, knew he was like a kid, man. He's like that young brother of yours you wish you had, who was impulsive, funny, smart, you know, and in your face, and was gonna be who he was gonna be. So he's a great guy. He was a great guy, and we lost him. It's terrible. We lost him in 96 to a murder. And I understand, or I hear tell, or I read, or I saw somewhere that they arrested a guy and charged him with the murder. Keefe D is his name. Keefe, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's right.
He got an official name, though. Keefe D, what they call him, you know, Keefe D if you're sexy, you know. But, oh, wow, this is mugshot and everything.
Official Dwayne name is in trouble. His official name is Trouble.
Is Trouble is his official name?
Yes.
Oh, well, he's evolved into who he really is then. Okay. So his name is Dwayne Keith. Oh, that's where the Keefe D come from. Dwayne Keith Davis has been indicted in connection with the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Okay.
He also goes by inmate 062354. Oh, he got a new name. Come here, boy. He got a new name.
A couple of new names.
Little did anyone know that it is this incident right here that would ultimately lead to the retaliatory shooting and the death of Tupac. They're talking about the attack on his friends. What was his friends or his cousins that Tupac and them beat up? Was it
Orlando? It was a gang member, Orlando. I can't remember his last name.
Orlando Anderson.
It was after the Mike Tyson fight in Las Vegas, and Tupac was really full of energy that night. He was looking for trouble, and he looked over and saw Orlando and said, "Isn't that the gang member or the dude that stole your cousin's stuff? Let's get him." And then Tupac
shook. I gotta hold you up. He was cocky. He was having fun. He was pumped up. He was hyped, but I'm not going to say he was looking for trouble because that's not who Tupac was. Tupac never went looking for trouble now.
That nigga went looking for trouble.
Okay, and continue.
Hey, listen. Hey, straight up.
I put up my argument. I'm done.
So he went looking for it because that he was a... He went and swung first. You could see in the video, there's clear evidence video, I don't know if you've seen it, where Tupac is leading the charge looking for the Orlando fella, which he's now deceased, and you see Suge huffing and puffing, running behind Pac trying to keep up with him. He led the charge that night to retaliate.
Wow.
And what they thought is that, you know, they would just jump on the guy and it would be over with. Tupac should have stayed in his room that night, but afterwards, he got in the car with Suge, get down the street.
Hit the strip.
They hit the strip. And across the street from where we now know that Floyd Mayweather lives.
Hold up a second. Before we talk about this, let's talk about that bitch-ass shit where somebody punched you in the face and you have to retaliate by killing them with a gun. What happened to fighting? What happened to somebody pissed you off? You stand toe to toe with a man, and let's take this outside. What happened to I put this on my shoulder? I dare you to knock it off. I put a line on the ground. Step over there. I dare you. How do we go from that to the first time you insult me or hit me, I have to take your life?
It was 12 of y'all.
It was 12.
And I don't care how you feel about it. 12 of y'all.
It was 12 of y'all in one.
Go ahead, Straya. I'm sorry, baby.
Go on, Straya.
No, you're so funny. Kind of made me lose thought about what I was about to say. I think that people don't know how to take an ass whooping. Like back in the day, whether you win or lose, it's so much pride and stuff. Or, you know, like I said, growing up, you know, you win some, you lose some, but you live to see another day. And people are afraid of an ass whooping.
Dre, I don't think that's it. Let me tell you something. I done had my ass whooped in the neighborhood, and it was fine. I had my ass whooped in the locker room. It was fine. I've never had my ass whooped in public. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know that wouldn't be fine. Because if everybody watched me get my ass whooped, it didn't help, everybody got to take a shot. It can be Jack Daniels or Colt 45. But everybody got to take a shot. You're not going to whoop me in public.
But see, I wouldn't even think about that. It's so interesting how people really care about what other people think about them, what they saw happen. You know, like, I'm that cat that if I'm carrying my groceries and I fall down, the bag groceries go everywhere, I'm not looking around to see who the hell saw me fall. I'm trying to pick up them oranges in that cart and the milk and shit, you know? But I'm not, I mean, everybody's not the same way, but if I get my ass kicked, I don't care if it's in public or in private, I got my ass kicked and I'm mad about that. But I want to come back at you like you came at me. I don't want you to punch me in the face and then I shoot you in the face. That's not fair.
Cowardly.
It's bullshit. It's
very cowardly.
Bullshit.
Yeah. The coward always lives to tell the tale.
No, that's fucked up.
Well, it seems like in history, someone died and you find out the truth 25 years or better. It takes 25 years for the truth. Seems like that's any American story for real. So, like, you got to die. Wait 25 years, and then the truth comes out.
Well, that's probably what Keithy was thinking. He was thinking, fuck it, I can go and kill him now because they didn't come out for 25 years.
Hey, listen here. Keithy B told on himself. I have never seen anybody do so many interviews where they tell about how they were at the scene of the crime and just rattle it off and say Tupac looked like he was breakdancing trying to get in the back seat. This is what this man is saying in interviews.
So his
listen, I'm glad they got him. And
his
now,
mouth got him in trouble.
His mouth got him in trouble. And old buddy, Straya, I wore my love hoodie today. You see that, Straya?
For you Straya, listeners you know who can't see this, he is wearing a love sweatshirt. Now, can we all get along? That's what I'm talking about.
I don't want no smoke with Brother Love, regardless if they whether he's affiliated, associated, or not. I don't want no smoke with Brother Love because
who is Brother Love?
Puff Daddy, Mr. I sell liquor, Mr. Me and J-Lo ran out the club.
They call him Brother Love?
Yeah.
Mr., you can have your publishing back after 25, 30 years. I ain't gonna need it where I'm going. Mr. take that,
oh
walk across
God.
The bridge to give me some
cheesecake.
But
I keep telling people, if he was able to, I mean, allegedly, if he was able to hide it and cover it or whatever people are saying up to 20-something years ago, just imagine what he's going to do now. When anything happens, it's three sides to a story. It's your side, their side, and the truth. So do you know how many people that was there that night in different stories that's been told?
I do. I know who was.
You get what I'm saying?
He was there with a telescope. He was watching
Puffy,
from a building.
Puffy was watching from a distance.
Watching from a building.
But no one's saying that allegedly. Puffy's behind anything, are we?
Oh, it's... Oh
yes,
my
they
God.
Are. Allegedly, yeah. He put out a $1 million... Allegedly, Puffy, if you're watching, if you're listening, allegedly, he put out a $1 million hit.
On who?
On Pac.
Wait, hold up. Okay, this is news to me. You're saying... That allegedly, and let me see, because everything that alleges usually pops up on the internet, and you're saying he put out a $50 million
hit. 50 Cent put a meme today. It's so funny because today, 50 Cent put a meme and was like, Brother Love, you better find some lawyers. And it's so funny. And anybody that knows 50 Cent, he says, you know, radical things, but it's like, did he just say that?
He said it because he was trolling Puffy about a month ago. He was trolling him, and he was talking about, he's telling the truth, because it has always been alleged that Puff Daddy has something to do with this. Now, I am not calling that man no killer. What I am calling him is someone who pays people to do stuff that he don't want to do. I at my apartment, wow. I don't take out my trash. Somebody come by and do it, but I got wow. the pen.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. So here it says, a L.A. detective, this Greg Carding, who handled the case back in 2006, he came to the conclusion that Diddy put a $1 million hit on both Tupac and Suge Knight.
And guess what? And Keithy D is telling everything now. And since he locked up, I'm pretty sure Keithy gonna take Puffy. It'll be Keithy, Puffy, Stuffy, all of them down at the jailhouse pretty soon.
What?
I don't even think it'll go as far as what people think. I just don't. I mean, it's been so long. Like, this is something, it's been so long. It's so many versions of the truth at this point. It's so many versions of lies. It's so many versions of everything. that's something that they've been going at for years, the East Coast, West Coast. It's so many layers to that situation that people won't know. Now, we'll all spectate and have our own personal opinions, but it's so much stuff that we do not know.
I can tell you how you get to the bottom of it. I tell you exactly how you get to the bottom of it.
How do you do that?
You get Keithy D in a room. You get Keithy D in a room. You put a microphone in front of him and say, and go. Because that's what he's been doing.
He would tell everything. Let me tell you
something. I wouldn't want to do nothing with Keithy D.
Not around him.
Oh, no. Keithy going to tell. And he ain't going to tell it that day.
You can't do nothing around him. You can't smoke dope on the side with him. You can't cheat with another woman. You can't do none of this stuff. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, listen, he done got to the point where he's so old, he just telling it. Because he don't think nothing. Old people don't think nothing can happen.
But he ain't that old. He's only 60. Look, I'm 66. You're not telling me the 60-year-old is old. He's 60.
And he's not old. He's just a new form of a snitch. That's it. I mean, he's just a new form. It's a new form of snitching because everybody that was kind of there is like dead. So, of course, he's like, now I can tell whatever I want to tell.
Well, we're going to come right back and talk more about this. Today, as you know, we're talking about they finally found somebody to put the blame on for killing Tupac. It looked like he might even be the guy. If he ain't the guy, he know the guy because he's standing next to the guy and he saw the guy. Anyway, this boy didn't talk so much, he didn't get himself in a bit of a sticky wicket. And 50 Cent weighs in. He says, time to lawyer up. He says to Diddy, time to lawyer up. Shit might get sticky. We'll be right back. It's Michael Talk to Everybody. We'll see you in a minute.
Paid by Uplevel Rewards. Paid participation required after portrayal.
Attention all listeners. Are you ready to earn $750? Well, get ready because I'm about to introduce you to Get750.com, the ultimate way to earn. Here's the scoop. Instead of just streaming shows or playing games on your phone for nothing, you have the chance to earn additional cash. That's right. From trying out new subscriptions to playing your favorite mobile games, you can get extra cash in your pocket. Simply sign up at Get750.com and follow the instructions to start earning immediately. So, what are you waiting for? Turn your favorite apps into real cash with Get750.com. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to earn rewards for things you're already doing on your phone. Check out Get750.com today. That's right. Get started right now at Get750.com. Just go to Get750.com or Google Get My 750 cash. Follow the simple instructions and get your $750. That's get750.com. Get750.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
You know, everybody has their own wellness routine, their own approach to a healthy lifestyle. A lot of the most successful ones include herbs like ginger root, ashwagandha, and so many others. Nature's Way has been sourcing herbs like those for over 50 years. They understand that nature is the ultimate problem solver, so they're dedicated to providing plant-powered formulas to help people live healthier lives. Their herbs can support your health in so many ways. For instance, ginger root and slippery elm bark have both been used for centuries all over the world. Ginger root has traditionally been used to soothe occasional digestive upset and slippery elm bark to soothe the GI tract. St. John's wort, holy basil, and ashwagandha can provide mood and stress support, which is something we can all use in our modern life. I mean, these herbs come from all over the world, but Nature's Way knows where the best ones grow. They test for potency in their state-of-the-art lab, and their scientists are experts in all things herbs. What's on the label is what's in your bottle, and what's in your bottle are the best herbs around. To learn more, visit naturesway.com.
And we're black. I mean, we're back, yo. It is Michael Talk to Everybody. And today, we're talking about this guy who got arrested, Keefe D. Dwayne Keefe D. Davis, a few weeks after the arrest in the connection, the murder of the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur, 50 Cent has name dropped Sean Diddy Combs, implied that he was involved in the infamous murder. What do you think? Do you think Diddy was involved in this or not? One of you at a time. You think, Straya? Ladies first.
I don't know. I don't know. I have my own, you know.
You said it's three sides. Which one can you give us?
The one where she was at Puffy Party. That's why she don't want to say nothing. See, I saw her at Puffy Party. And she was over there smoozing up the Puffy, so she don't want to say nothing.
Listen, I've been in the party, right? I'm being serious. I've been in the party with Puff Diddy, I want to say three times. I mean, hell of a party. I've walked in where he's literally stood at the door and waved his hand like this. And that means that he's paying for the entire club in the party. And this is in New York City. Like, so he's definitely one of those guys. And I've witnessed it, like, with my own two eyes.
Watching how Diddy, how he moves and stuff. And
just... Yes, like, I mean, just something.
Didn't he beat a guy up with a champagne bottle once? It was another musical artist. Who was doing something. He walked into his office and hit him with a champagne bottle, and they beat him up. Did that happen?
I mean, allegedly. I don't know.
Okay, allegedly too. It's alleged here. This is a show.
Hey man, Diddy has allegedly done a whole lot, and he is implicated in a lot, and he's always found a way to slip and slide out of the grips of the justice system. But let me tell you something, man. You can only run but so much. And I'm not saying that he did it. What I am saying is that if they keep calling your name, at some point you're going to have to answer. And so, I'm grateful that we even had Tupac for 25 years. The fact that this man's life was that impactful. I've been here for 43. And ain't accomplished. What was he doing?
Ain't accomplished shit.
Wait a minute. I ain't
okay, well,
that.
Maybe you ain't go that far. You was in that same area of it. Not quite.
This is very interesting. I'm really going to follow this story because I want to find out exactly what happens. I want to know how much they're going to lean on Brother Keefe to see what he knows. And one thing that I do know is that Suge Knight has always maintained that he would never tell what he saw that night. He won't tell who he's... And it is a form of snitching when you tell it. But let me tell you something. If you shot at me, it ain't snitching. I'm telling what I saw. Snitching is, I was in on it, and in order for me not to get in trouble, I'm going to tell on you. That's snitching.
I just think snitching is telling anything. I think snitching is telling anything. You ain't got to be in on it. If you saw it and you told it, your ass snitched.
I'm a citizen. I'm a regular citizen.
Oh, so you just putting in a report. You wasn't snitching. You just spoke up.
That's right. Hey, let me tell you something. If I saw somebody do something to either one of you and you said, you're standing in the rain, did you not see it? Did you not see it? And if I go, I don't snitch on nobody.
Then everybody in the room beat your ass. They just jump on you, beat your ass. And that's it.
Yeah, right.
Then
I don't know. I agree with you, Michael. I think it's still it's just another form of telling. You dirty rat.
So who is this Keefe D, though? That's what I want to know. Who is he? Have we heard of him at all before he started flapping his gums?
And that's what I'm saying. He's a nigga who, I mean, you got to call him a nigga. You got
no, this
to.
A nigga.
He's a yeah. nigga. No, that's a nigga for you. That's a nigga who... waited till all this shit happens, and then, oh yeah, this is what happened. Like I said, everybody that was around is kind of dead or put in places where, like you said, it's nothing. It's an untold story. I mean, Tupac was so influential to the culture. I mean, then now, because of, you know, his upbringing, he was raised by, you know, mom who was a Black Panther and, you know, things like that, but he was so influential to the people that he has a real strong influence on us. So we still watch what we say. We still say stuff like, he Machiavelli, he coming back 20 years. Like, that's why he, you know, Michael said earlier, people say they seen him at the store and things like that. So I don't know, it's so many layers to this.
And here they say, as far back as 1998, Dwayne Keith Davis was telling the cable channel that he was a front seat passenger in the car, from which a fellow pastor fired the shots that killed Tupac. So, yeah, even if he didn't do it, he should do a little time for snitching. No, if you roll with him, how you going to ride with him then go back and tell you?
Well, let me tell you, they say it's not snitching if they did. T.I. is famously known for having a conversation with his deceased cousin about whose guns it was in the car. And because the cousin was deceased, T.I. said, my cousin say, tell him it's mine. That wasn't snitching. T.I. was just merely letting his cousin take it because he was already dead.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to get hurt on that one. I thought you was going to try to say that T.I. was snitching. We ain't going to do that. Now, that's
my
dude.
Everybody in this story is already dead except for Keefe and Puffy. Keefe. And so...
and
it makes what I said. You making what I'm saying even more true.
Yeah.
Here's
how they got to this. I'm sorry, Mike. Here's how they got to this. Keefe D is a member of the Southside Crips. Tupac was hanging out with what is known as a blood gang member, which would be Suge Knight. Now, Tupac was never necessarily in a gang, but he was just affiliated. And so that is how Puffy, if I'm going to shoot at you, it's going to be a rival gang. And that's what Puff, or whoever, I got to stop saying that man name for something, come back. Straight looking at me like, yeah, quit. So what I'm saying is the allegations, because I'm not saying he did it, because I love Brother Love. That's why I wore my hoodie, because I love love. So
I love love. So wait, so this guy is supposed to be only witness. And that's weird, too, that nobody else saw anything. He is the only suspect in the case who's still alive. Davis has said in a memoir, he wrote a memoir, so this is all about him getting that damn book off, that he's one of two living witnesses, with the other being a record label boss who was driving Shakur.
Hey, man, I was in the hood once.
I was in the hood once. Go ahead.
And a dude shot somebody. And he looked around and said, who stole something? All of us went blind.
I ain't seen nothing. See what?
All of us went blind.
Did something happen? We
and to this day, I still don't know who got shot.
Okay, let's ask this question. Is it okay to snitch under the right circumstances? Or are there correct circumstances where it's okay to snitch?
On all of them. It's okay to snitch. I don't know.
I don't agree with that. I'm too gangster.
Hey, that's because I'm not gangster at all. There ain't nothing about me to say thug life, thug passion. I'm a reporter. I'm on a podcast. That means I talk. I don't do no time. I don't do no crime. And so it's not snitching from a citizen standpoint. It is not snitching.
And snitching sounds sneaky. And snitching don't sound like you do. Yeah, it sound backstage. It don't sound like you standing on somebody's face and say he did it. It sounds like some shit you call, well, Ricky did that. You know.
Hey, listen, you got Crime Stoppers in your neighborhood. One of my classmates, I was riding down the street. I saw his face on a billboard. And I went to a local restaurant where they got the 2 for $25. I'm not saying their name because we ain't getting no money for it.
That's right.
But you can feed two people $25. When I see him in that restaurant, I picked up my other phone and I was like, hello, Crime Stoppers? I see you. I don't think that's snitching. I think that's paying your bills because there was a $2,500 reward out for that fella.
We got a guy we like around here. A lot of gangsters and rappers don't like him. Charles, what's his name? We bring him, he's always Charlie, Charles.
Oh, Charleston White.
Charleston White. Charleston White says, I'm snitching right now. Do some shit in my neighborhood. By the time you finish doing it, I've already told on it. He said, I don't like them, none of them people to do bad shit in my community. I don't care if they're rappers, gangsters, or what. I'm telling, and I'm telling it out loud. What do you think? Is there a correct time to snitch, Straya?
Telling if someone harms a young person, or telling if, you're affecting the community, telling if you're doing something that's harmful, that's not snitching. But snitching is telling if you saw something, meaning like if you saw a robbery and you told, oh, yeah, that was the dude in the red. That's snitching.
Okay, wait, what's the difference, Derek, in snitching and telling?
I went to the clinic once because I had VD. And they asked me.
Only once? All right, go ahead.
They asked me, who have you been with? And when I told them, the girl called me and says, you snitched on me. And I wasn't listening. I was
hell no. Then
you answer, Straya, because you put that out there, Straya. You answer. What's the difference in snitching and telling? I don't know what's the difference.
I mean, the example that I gave, I mean, to me, I feel like it depends on the crime and the situation. And I know that sounds fucked up, but it does. Again, depending on the crime and the situation, if you do a drive-by and you kill another killer and you tell, that's not snitching to me.
I think it depends. Like, if I saw you smoking weed and you weren't supposed to be, I'm not snitching. There's nothing to tell on. If somebody now I want to pose this to both of you, and I'm not putting this on you, but if somebody saw a person murder someone really close to you and they got away, would you not want them to tell? Are you going to live by that no snitching policy because we don't snitch?
Derek, I just told you I'm too gangster. I fucking think I would turn into an action.
I found a difference. I found a difference. I went to a definition and I found a difference in snitching and telling. Here's the difference.
Tell it.
To secretly tell. That's snitching. It's to secretly tell. To tell it out loud ain't snitching. You ain't sneaking around snitching. You saying out loud what you saw happen. To secretly tell someone in authority that someone else had done something bad, often in order to cause trouble. She thought he was snitching on
her. Where did you get your definition from is what I want to know.
This is the English dictionary, the Cambridge Dictionary, under the word snitch.
White folks wrote that. Let me tell you why.
Yes,
because they ain't
up
in the danger like we have. You can't tell it publicly. As you might come up missing. So you
is
must.
Is telling snitch. Someone snitching? Snitching or tattling is telling on someone when the situation is safe and does not require an adult to be involved. So you sneaking around to do the snitching. You ain't just going out. Because so to me, Charleston White doesn't snitch. Charleston White tells. If you do some shit, I'm telling on your ass. I'm telling on you. Ooh, when mama come home, I'm telling on you. That ain't snitching. But when mama come home, you ain't told him you telling. And you say, mama, you know who spilled that sugar. That was Charlene did that. That's snitching. Go ahead.
No, I was just about to say, I mean, in our culture, we're taught if you tell too much, they'll be like, quit all that damn telling. You know, so to a certain extent, it's like certain things that are allowed in our culture that other things we just don't talk about.
Well, I would like to go on record in our culture as a saying, don't do shit around me.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to snitch. I ain't that nigga. But I'll tell. Yes, I will.
Hey, listen.
I will tell.
Oh, this is honest to God truth. This, oh my God, perfect example. This is honest to God truth. Something happened between me and another comedian. Where a girl said that he raped her. Now, this is a true story. And I will never forget, I was sitting in LaGuardia Airport and Detective Jones of the North Carolina Police Department called me and said, hey, do you know what we called? I said, I sure do. This is what happened. She said, we need you to come back. I said, I'm not coming back. I told you everything. I said, cameras. And he called me right after. He said, hey, man, how you doing? I said, they looking for you. I said, they definitely looking for you. He said, what you tell them? I said, everything I knew. And he said, why would you do that? I said, because I didn't do nothing. And I'm not going down for this. This is your deal. And in the end, because I told the truth, he didn't get in trouble because I didn't see him do nothing wrong. So that ain't snitching.
That's telling.
That's
telling.
Michael, so we can't do shit in front of Derry.
No, because he gonna tell it.
We don't.
Snitching is going down. If we even know he in the room, mum's the word. Zip it. Okay. All right. Why do people snitch? Lack of trust in the police department. Now, people snitch so they can get some attention. Now, let me ask this part of it. If he sat there talking about the situation and he was in the front seat, why didn't he say the name of the killer? If he's sitting in the car with a gun being shot for, he told everybody I was in the front seat, I had a front seat view. How come he's not saying who the killer is?
That's what I'm saying. It's so many layers to this story. It's so many fucking layers to this story. It's so many, you know, questions that are still being asked, you know, that never was asked 25 years ago.
Okay, so we had to wrap it up because we went overtime almost here talking why about this damn snitch. Show you to do it? Our snitch don't got that much time coming, okay? Keefy D, I know he's going to walk up to me somewhere and say, man, I love your work. Okay, anyway. oh, my God.
I bet he's going to tell everybody.
He telling everybody. He's talking about Kaya. I need him around so I can get more numbers because he's going to tell everybody. Hey, all right. Well, whatever happens, I hope they come out with a positive result. I'm glad for Tupac's family that it looks like it might be some type of closure or something that looks like it, you know, because they have someone that they can blame it on, you know. So that's a good start. That's all we're going to say about this. It's fine. You study. I don't know if Tupac's, I don't know if not Tupac ain't behind it because he the one did. I don't know if P. Diddy is behind it. I don't know if he had anything to do with it. I don't know none of that stuff. We're making no claims on this show. All we're saying is quit snitching. Shut the fuck up. Mind your own business. And we want to watch this case very closely because I love Tupac. I did then. I do now. He is one of the greatest influences on hip hop in the history of the world. We need to honor him and you know, and hope for the best possible result. Stray Black, tell people where they can find you.
Well, with us being in the month of November, my birthday is November 19th. Woo, woo, woo. So they can always find me on Cash App, Zenmo, PayPal, gas station, food stamps, that anything that they want to see.
Woo, woo, woo. What's your Cash App, though, just in case? They might have a couple of dollars.
So it's Straya Black. It's Straya Black, BLACK. And you can find me on all social media platforms.
How do you get the I sound in the way you spell your word, though? Because I spell it as Straya. How do you get Straya out of that? How do y'all work that out?
We'll talk off.
I thought you were going to say, fuck you, my guy. Okay, now, next, where we, how do we find you, Cousin Derek? Derek Keener.
Well, you can find me at the liquor store purchasing a bottle of Ciroc so that Puffy does not be upset with me. And, or you can find me at the local police station telling on somebody I usually tell Tuesdays and Thursdays.
It's snitch days are lined up.
Cousin Derek on Instagram, on Facebook, it's, damn, I don't want Puffy to find me.
He couldn't even say it.
Derek Keener. Hey, cuz, I damn near don't want Puffy to find me, but it's Cousin Derek. We family, Puff. I love you, dog. I ain't said you did nothing. That would keep. That was Keith D and them.
Well, folks, I'm Michael Kyle. Y'all know where to find me. Either here 3 days a week at iHeart, Michael Talk to Everybody, or my morning show 5 days a week with Straya Black. He is my co-host every day, Monday through Friday. Michael Talks to Everybody. He's here on Wednesday. And the Michael Kyle Morning Show, Monday through Friday on YouTube. So you have many opportunities to miss me. And why you pointed at the word love, Derek? You sent...
Because we love love. We want love to know that we
love.
We
yes.
do. But don't go back and talk about it. Don't snitch. Hey, y'all, that's it. We got to get out of here. We got more shows to do today. God is great and you ain't too bad yourself. Remember, do something good for somebody besides yourself today and see if your day don't turn all the way around for you. I'll catch you on the next one. Michael, talk to everybody. I'll be right here. I had a good time today. I hope y'all did too, man. Thank y'all for checking us out here at Michael Talks to Everybody. Hey, you can follow me, man. I'm easy to follow. I'm on Instagram, just under at Michael Kaya. I'm on TikTok. That's Michael Kaya 135. I have a very sexy webpage called TheRealMichaelKaya.com. You know, you go over there, you can find out about my merchandise and what I'm doing and where all my shows are. Everything is right there. Or if you really love me, you can go to my Cash App. That's $ Michael Kaya's money. I'm playing with y'all, but I accept green stamp, food stamp, Canadian money. I'll take your bus transfer if you got some time left on it. And my morning show, oh my goodness, the Michael Kaya Morning Show. That's 7 a.m. Pacific time, yo, 5 days a week. This has been a Raylock Group production. I'll see y'all later.
wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.